You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Vernon Guillermo, CEO of Agile Interoperable Solutions, a company solely dedicated to providing integrative communications technology solutions to first responders, emergency workers, and authorities who deal with natural disasters, active criminal sites, and the protection of all types of campus environments. Mr. Guillermo, a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you again for having me, Eric. Appreciate your time here.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. So for starters, please tell us who Agile Interoperable Solutions, or AIS, is and what do you do exactly?
Agile Interoperable Solutions is essentially a communications coordination company. As you mentioned earlier, we do provide integrative communications technology solutions. Simply put, through our proprietary equipment, we're able to make non-compatible communication devices compatible, as well as provide other communication media access in critical and challenging environments. So, for example, there's a radio to cellular communications and radio to landline communications, as well as even radio to radio communications. Our equipment enables those different devices to be able to connect and communicate directly.
If you would, Vernon, can you provide an example of when your technology solutions would be deployed and who specifically might use them?
Sure. Prime examples of when our technology solutions would be deployed are events such as the hurricanes that happened just last year, Hurricanes Harvey and Irma that really devastated the Caribbean islands, Texas and Florida, where communication towers were disabled. Through using our CORE, which is an acronym for Common Operating Radio Engine, and our Mobile CORE, which really is a much smaller unit developed mainly for vehicle use, those pieces of equipment could reestablish communications for first responders and emergency management agencies, setting up communications within 15 minutes. This would allow for rapid and efficient coordination of response agencies, as well as provide cellular access for those people communicating with family members outside the area, letting them know that they're safe and they're okay. It's definitely a need in those areas that are hit heavily with a natural disaster or a similar event.
Also, I'd be curious, how did you develop the business and what opportunity did you see that made you want to get involved and make this a reality?
Well, actually, the business was developed several years ago, and it was originally a company called IoTech. The product back then was called TalkBox. It was big, it was bulky, it was unrefined, but it did work from an interoperable communication standpoint. The company was later restructured to what is now Agile Interoperable Solutions, where the product was re-engineered and reconfigured, as well as redirected corporate strategy. Originally, it was just a single product, very difficult to kind of launch and manage a company with a single product. But as we've redirected the strategy here, we're coupling it with like equipment, and then we're also developing more product offerings, such as the Mobile CORE, that makes the company more sustainable longer term. Now, the product was developed because of the ongoing need to be able to directly connect departments and agencies who are utilizing different communications equipment, as well as offering communications in difficult areas due to topography or simply the lack of communications infrastructure. There's no cellular towers, no land mobile radio towers. The terrain is perhaps difficult, mountainous, or an island, for example. We have a really fantastic technical group. And they saw an opportunity to develop this proprietary equipment to help solve these issues. You know, when we look at communication as a whole, whether it's voice, data, video, it's becoming more and more important, and we're becoming more and more reliant on it in our everyday use. I mean, if you think about how we use our smartphones today, how autonomous vehicles work, how smart homes and smart cities work, all are heavily dependent on communication information of some form. That's really what makes it exciting and what made me want to get in at this stage to help develop this product and develop the company.
Good stuff there and good information today. We're speaking with Mr. Vernon Guillermo, the CEO of Agile Interoperable Solutions, a company solely dedicated to providing integrative communications technology solutions to first responders, emergency workers, and authorities who deal with natural disasters, active criminal sites, and the protection of all types of campus environments here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So, Vernon, how do you go to market to make your target audiences aware of who you are and what you have to offer?
Well, currently what we're doing is we're targeting our market by attending communications and emergency management specific trade shows, such as the International Wireless Communications Expo, or IWCE, which was held in Orlando earlier this year. We're attending the Governor's Hurricane Conference next month in West Palm Beach. We're going to participate in the Department of Homeland Security show in Houston, which will be held in July, and the Association of Public Safety Communication Officials, the APCO show, which will be held in August, and that will be in Las Vegas this year. We, of course, are also participating in, obviously, these radio interviews, podcasts, and other publications to help reach our target audiences. And finally, we have a number of VARs, or value-added resellers, who are in the communications sector and are actively marketing our products along with others that are synergistic.
And lastly, as a CEO with an emerging technology to support, what do you believe are the most important things that you work on every day? I'm sure the listeners could learn something from your insight there.
Well, every day, the most important things I work on are certainly our sales opportunities. We want to grow this company. Public relations, certainly, and increasing our brand recognition. As a startup company, we're in the process of building the Agile Interoperable Solutions brand. We need to make sure it's a household name so that we're in the conversation whenever and wherever there are communication coordination needs. We want to be in that mix. We basically want to accomplish this by demonstrating our technical capabilities through our product sets and proving that we can provide quality solutions and service that are needed in the marketplace today.
Well, Mr. Guillermo, we certainly have appreciated your time spent with us here today on Enterprise Radio, also introducing AIS to the audience as well. Where can listeners get all the details and learn more, and also how could one be in touch?
Well, we have our website, www.aisinterop.com, and we have a lot of great information, educational videos there to really help you understand what our technology is and what it does and how it can solve the issues that are out there today.
And of course, we do appreciate all that you do in the space. And once again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Great. I appreciate it. Again, thanks, Eric.
We've been speaking with Mr. Vernon Guillermo, the CEO of Agile Interoperable Solutions, a company solely dedicated to providing integrative communications technology solutions to first responders, emergency workers, and authorities who deal with natural disasters, active criminal sites, and the protection of all types of campus environments as well. And for all the details, visit AISinterop.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.